This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has launched several developmental projects in key areas, including the health sector in Chandigarh. Addressing a gathering, the Prime Minister said, with the development of Chandigarh, people's lives have been transformed, but its benefits extend beyond the city, reaching the people of Haryana, Punjab and Himachal Pradesh as well. He added that the advanced healthcare facilities at PGI Chandigarh are being expanded, which will benefit lakhs of people.
Chandigarh ek aisa shahar hai, jahan education, engineering, medical science aur research se jude bade sansthan ek saath maujood hai. Bahut kam shaharon ke paas aisa samarth hota hai. Aane wale samay mein yahi sansthan nayi technology, healthcare, startups aur innovation ke bade kendra ban sakte hain. Aaj education se judi kai mahatvapurna pariyojanaen bhi is yatra ko nayi gati de rahi hain.
Earlier today, Prime Minister Modi flagged off India's first hydrogen-powered train between Jind and Sonipat at Jind Railway Station in Haryana. The launch of the first hydrogen-powered train marks an important step towards the adoption of clean and sustainable mobility in the railway sector. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and dedicated several development projects to the nation worth over 14,000 crore rupees, including national highway projects in Haryana. Mr. Modi dedicated the 157-kilometer-long Delhi-Amritsar-Katra expressway. He noted that Haryana has witnessed a new phase of development in recent years and has moved forward on the path of progress.
भविष्य में जब भी हाइड्रोजन ट्रेन का जिक्र आएगा तो जिंद का सोनीपत का हरियाणा का नाम भी आएगा ही आएगा मैं आप सभी को पूरे देश को भारतीय रेल की आधुनिकता से जुड़े इस बड़े कदम के लिए बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं
The Prime Minister highlighted that today Jind is emerging as a symbol of the good governance model of the BJP and the NDA. The Directorate General of Maritime Administration, DGMA, has directed ship owners, ship managers and recruitment and placement service license companies to avoid deploying Indian seafarers on vessels undertaking voyages through the Strait of Hormuz until further orders. The government has convened a meeting with the floor leaders of political parties in Parliament this Sunday, ahead of the upcoming monsoon session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will commence from the 20th of this month and continue till the 13th of next month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will arrive in West Bengal today on a three-day visit. Mr. Shah will visit the BSF's 18th Battalion at Seema Chowki in Jumagach tomorrow, where he will address a Prahari Sammelan, participate in a plantation drive, lay foundation stones, inaugurate several development projects and interact with BSF personnel. Later, the Home Minister will hold a series of high-level meetings at Uttar Konna in Siliguri. The European Union has expressed serious concern over the human rights situation in Pakistan. It has warned that Pakistan's continued access to trade benefits under the Generalized Scheme of Preferences Plus or GSP Plus will depend on its compliance with international commitments under the revised GSP framework from 2027. The report also expressed concern over recent constitutional amendments. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall today over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya and Odisha. Parts of Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura, Uttarakhand, Vidarbh, West Bengal and Sikkim are also expected to receive moderate to heavy rainfall during the day. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu has advanced to the semi-finals of the Japan Open 2026. Sindhu progressed after Japan's former world champion Nozomi Okuhara withdrew from their women's singles quarterfinal, giving the Indian shuttler a walkover. World number 10 Sindhu will now face China's world number 4 Shan Yufei in the semi-finals tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.